of every story. 7 a.m. up and down here on WMFO in Medford. Want to remind you, we plan to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. Love to either pray with you or praise God with you. But here again, you need to go to the phone and call our new number, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okay, what's next? Okay, we have Fred Hammond teaming up with Brian Courtney Wilson, Eric Robeson, and Dave Hollister with My God Is Real. Yes, he is.
What is this? What is this, man? Sing with it. Man, I'm old school, man. I'm 52 years old. Yeah.
You gotta trust it.
This is a foolishness. Foolishness.
Yes, I know it. 'Cause when I testify, I'm always gonna give it my all. Sometimes I'm chill, but not at this moment. Because his love is taking over me.
Let me tell you what I'm smiling about. Because in my mind, there is no doubt, no. The whole world to know. So I tell it, I tell it, I tell it wherever I go.
My God is real.
My God is real.
Oh yes, he's real.
Oh yes, he's real.
I won't miss out.
Oh no.
'Cause I know the deal.
No, no.
Take it from me.
Take it from me.
My God is real.
My God is real.
'Cause I can feel
right here
in my soul.
In my soul. You know right about now, I'm feeling a little church. Because his spirit's all around me and won't leave me alone. I may shout out, Lord, you are worthy. Oh yeah. 'Cause in my bones it's just like fire. Oh,
let him in your life, you'll see what I mean. All you have to do is only believe. He'll wash all your sins away. And you can tell it, tell it, tell the whole wide world.
My God is real.
Oh yes, he's real.
Oh yes, he's real.
I won't miss out. Because I know,
know
the deal.
Take it from me.
Take it from me.
Say so.
Say so.
Yes, he's real. And he wants to be real in your soul as well. That's why he invites you to come to him just as you are. Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Brian Courtney Wilson, Pastor Marvin Sapp, I'm sorry, and Israel Houghton.
Come as you are and bring every burden. Come as you are, bring all your shame. Come as you are, I know you're hurting. But when you call upon his name and
seems like there's been a tremendous transition. On the original Christmas, God sent Jesus willingly into the world to be his gift of salvation. Somehow we've transformed that into giving gifts to each other. Which is nothing wrong with that. I'll take a gift here and there. But if we miss out on the fact that Jesus is the true gift, the eternal gift, the blessed gift, the living gift. Yes, he died on the cross of Calvary, but that was in payment for your sin and mine. But now, as the risen Christ, he provides his gift of salvation, eternal life, forgiveness of all past sins, power to overcome the sins of the present and the future, and an eternity with him in heaven. But you got to come to him just as you are to receive his gift. I preached a message a long time ago entitled, Your Gift is Under the Tree. And we think of Christmas trees, but I'm thinking of the cross of Calvary, where his blood was shed so that I might have his eternal life and you might have his forgiveness and you might live your life eternally for him. So now that we have this opportunity, I'm opening up this opportunity to you who've never received Jesus Christ as personal Savior to receive the best gift you could ever get this Christmas season. That's forgiveness of sin and the certainty of eternal life with him forever here on earth and in eternity that is to come. If you'd like to take place in your life, I'd like you to repeat this word as a prayer unto God. If you mean what the words are saying, God will begin the transaction of turning you from hell to heaven, from death to life. Not that you won't die physically, but at the end of that period, you can be certain when you breathe your last breath here, absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. And everybody wants that insurance. The insurance companies tell you that's insurance for what's coming inevitably to every life. God provides insurance and assurance. Won't you pray this prayer? Dear Father, this Christmas season, I want your best gift, which is your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear Jesus, I thank you for paying the penalty for my sin on the cross of Calvary. Because of that, I know that I can be accepted by you, because you are now in the eternal heaven and receiving all those here on earth who put their faith and trust in you. And that's what I'm doing right now, coming to you, asking you for your forgiveness, receiving your love toward me, your great love gift to me, and all that your salvation shall provide. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you pray that prayer, or say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, and if you mean it, God's done it, or he will do it. And once you do that, I want to know about it, because that's the material I want to send to you. It's free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time offer for those giving their life to Jesus Christ here on Sounds of Praise. You can receive by calling me while I'm on the air. I'll be here at about 8 o'clock or a little bit thereafter. Phone number 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And like I said, we'll send the material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You don't have to be worrying about us pressuring you to join our church. We're not going to do that, although you need to let the Lord lead you into what church you should join, because you need to continue to grow in your new life in Him. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced. We aren't going to sell your name and address for some of the group's mailing list. We aren't going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. The number again, while we're on the air, and I need to stress while I'm on the air. I'll be here at 8 o'clock a little bit thereafter. Because if you call after 8 o'clock, there's no guarantee I'll get that message. So you need to call me while I'm on the air. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And please don't put off until tomorrow what you need to do today, because tomorrow is not promised to anyone. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636.
Just have his way.
Pray that you have come to the Lord Jesus Christ, and if so, please give us a call so we can send you that material. And again, our phone number 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okay, we're 7:16 here on WMFO in Medford, Sounds of Praise Ministry. We're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. If you have a prayer request or a praise report, same number to call, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the prayer request and the praise report that we receive before God's throne, leading us into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. Tamela Mann, along with Kirk Franklin, and Take Me to the King. And they're going to be followed by Timothy Figueroa and the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir with Pray. Here on Sounds of Praise.
Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King.
Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't pray. What's left? Truth is, I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon your glory and sing to you. I don't have much to bring. My heart.
heart's torn to pieces. It's my offering.
Take me to the king.
It's 7:27 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of our ministry, and we have a number of praise reports. We're praising God that DB had a successful presentation this past week, and he's received two extensions have been granted unto him. DB had a successful presentation and two extensions have been granted unto him, and he's looking for God to continue to work in his behalf in those upcoming presentations as well. We're praising God for my wife. She had a safe return from North Carolina. Had a fantastic time down there at her niece's birthday, which was orchestrated by her great niece, who is, I think a junior in high school. So congratulations to all, and all who went had a great time. We're praising God for Kayana. Kayana was a little baby with suffering with a number of different issues, a fever and other things that were going on. But she is back home, Kayana, who is back home. And RQ was suffering with some ailments. And also God has touched her body and allowed her to come out of the hospital as well. And we got a call early this morning from Jessica. We're praying that God's going to continue to minister on her behalf. She tuned this way, I guess, by accident. But no accident, I guess, with the Lord. And we're praying God's going to minister her to her every need. Jessica, that God's going to minister to her every need. Let's look to God in prayer. Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning praising and thanking you for this day that you will allow us to see. Thank you for this day where we have more praise report than we do prayer requests. That's good. That means that you're working in the behalf of your people. You're able to do more than we can ask or think or desire. So we're praising and thanking you because you're worthy of all our praise. And we're praising you for DB, who had a successful presentation. And has been granted two extensions for other presentations that he has to make. So we pray that God's going to continue to minister on his behalf. Grant him your wisdom, your knowledge, your understanding. May he recognize the blessings that he received have come from your hand. And may he in turn yield himself to you and to your control, so you might work powerfully in his behalf in the days which are ahead, is our prayer. In Jesus' blessed name, amen. And for my wife, who had a safe return, and all the other family members who had a safe return from North Carolina last Sunday, we're thanking and praising you, Lord, for how you took them there safely, how you blessed them while they were there, how you had your hand upon this birthday celebration for her niece, and how it was coordinated by her great niece. And we thank and praising you for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that you provided. And we pray, O Lord, you continue to minister all who were involved, who were concerned, all who were in being blessed by that which was accomplished. And we pray, O Lord, that all might recognize their need to yield themselves more fully to you and to your control, so you might work powerfully in their behalf and do great and mighty things, because you're the God who is the giver of every good and every perfect gift. And we thank you for what you've done already, and all that you're going to do, is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. And for Kayana, who's back home, Father, we thank you, Lord, for touching this young child. And we pray you continue to minister on her behalf. May her parents tell her in the days which are ahead the things that she's received from your hand, how she's been blessed by you, strengthened and encouraged by you to go ever onward and go ever forward in you. And may her life be a greater blessing in the days which are ahead as you use her for your honor. Glory and praise is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for RQ, who's out of the hospital, Father, we pray you continue to touch your servant. Realizing, oh Lord, that she's gone through many things in her life, we pray, oh Lord, you continue to encourage her. May her faith in you grow stronger each and every day. And may she recognize, oh Lord, that you have preserved her to do things that you would have her to do, so she might be a blessing in your sight and among mankind, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for Jessica, who called early this morning, Father, we thank you for a caller. We pray, oh Lord, you can minister on her behalf. She that she tuned this way by accident, had never called this program before. But we pray, oh God, that whatever her needs are, you would minister to them, because you know more than we can ask or think or desire. You know all things. You are the omniscient God. And so therefore we place her in your hands. Work powerfully in her behalf. Strengthen and encourage her, Lord. Minister to each and every need. And may she recognize the benefits and blessings that she received have come from your hand, so she might surrender herself totally to you and to your control. And we thank you for all that's going to be accomplished in the days which are ahead, is our prayer and praise in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. It's 7:32 here on Sounds of Praise. We want to inform you or remind you that if you have a prayer request or a praise report when we're not on the air, you can reach us on our off-air number, which is 781-648-5158. 781-648-5158. That's the office number. And if no one picks up, just leave your message or your prayer request or your praise report, and we begin praising God with you or praying for you. And then I'll bring to our very next Sound of Praise ministry so that many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your prayer requests and your praise report before God's throne. The number again, when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, 781-648-5158. 781-648-5158. Or you can write to me, if you wish, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me, if you wish, at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V-B, at Verizon.net. That's Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, at Verizon.net. Like I said, we'll begin praying for you or praising God with you as soon as that we receive your information. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sound of Praise ministry so that many Christians can also join in and lift up your requests and your praise, all your praise report before God's throne. 7:34 is the Sounds of Praise time. And it's 21 degrees now outside our studio. The forecast, if you missed it earlier, we're supposed to get some snow this evening spreading into Monday. The commute could be a little up in the air because the snow might be turning to rain. And so depending upon what the temperature is going to be like, it'll be determined what the conditions are going to be like. So before you go out tonight and tomorrow, we advise you to be prepared for some potentially hazardous driving conditions. Okay, 7:34 at the Sounds of Praise time. Let's go back to some music of the season. This is Esteban and Carol of the Bells here on Sounds of Praise. Thank you. Top hits of the year 2016 here on Sounds of Praise, Chastity Elliott and the Great Allen Cathedral Choir in All the Glory. 7:42 with the Sounds of Praise time. More music of the season. Wanda Brickner and Charles Allen teaming up with the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. You shall call his name Jesus.
Of the King to rule.
Wanda Brickner and Charles Allen here on Sons of Praise, along with the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, and You Shall Call His Name Jesus. The late Whitney Houston and the Georgia Mass Choir from the album I Will Always Love You, and this is I Love the Lord. And this is Michael W. Smith with Agnes Dei.
Alleluia. Nehemiah 8 and 6, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be, Amen. Let the church say, Amen. Let the church say, Amen. Let the church say, Amen. God has spoken, so let the church.
Okay, 7:56 here on Sounds of Praise, and the mats are back. I don't know if anyone filled in their program last week, but there was no one here when I got downstairs after 8 o'clock. So anyway, if you missed them last week, they are here today for another Brutal Brunch. So I invite you to stay tuned for that. Like I said earlier in the program, next Sunday we're going to do another one of these top hits of the year 2016 and music of the Christmas season. And then on Christmas Sunday, it's going to be a Sunday, it's going to be morning, and I'm going to be here, Lord willing. And we have a program entitled More Than Just a Story for Sunday, December the 25th. So, time for me to pack the bag and move out till next Sunday. Hopefully you enjoyed the program. I enjoyed bringing it to you. Like I said, the mats are in the house, so stay tuned for another edition of Brutal Brunch. And I plan to see you next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. when we do it all over again. If by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a
witness? Let the church say amen.
To what his plans are.
Let the church.
To what his word says.
God has spoken.
Let the church
say amen.
Amen. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Make this your response.
Amen.
To whatever he said.
Amen.
From the healing of your body.
Amen.
To the raising of the dead.
Amen. Let the church say.